Oh, Stevie Ray, he met his demise in Wisconsin.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I want to double check that. No, that was Otis.
Was it the plane crash?
Yeah. But no, a helicopter crash. Helicopter crash.
Okay, yeah.
It was maybe 12 at the time, something like that. I don't know. Stevie Ray Vaughan's awesome. He's one of the few people that you can go and say, is that Jimi Hendrix? No, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Okay.
Okay.
Close.
Okay. And folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's true. Brian. And we're talking filibuster. And
we're talking filibuster. We're mostly talking about the way things work. We read this. We led the whole show off with Ron Johnson talking about responding to Joe Biden asking what is the Republican platform, what the Republicans believe in. And Ron Johnson, who's had 12 years to figure out what this is, as a politician, you should be able to have that elevator speech ready, at least just as a basic function of being a politician. You should be, when someone says, hey, what's your platform? You should be able to say this, 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 and this. That's step one, I think, in poli sci at least. But again, Ron Johnson's an outsider, so he says things like, I don't want to get into specifics, but we kind of believe in these general things that really don't mean anything.
That's a pretty politician answer now, though. I think the guy, he's an insider now. He's not an outsider anymore. He is 100% an insider running for a third term this fall here in Wisconsin. We got Jeff and Tony from Portland both texting in, the fog in Alpine Valley for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so we don't even have to Google it because we got our awesome texters. And you can be like Jeff and Tony. Give us a text at 844-967-2789. But yeah, Brian, it's...
The political divide is infecting all aspects of our lives, okay? Take something, for example, like the UW system. University of Wisconsin. It's a state university, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the largest university systems in the country.
Pride of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing a big, giant red W hat or a flag or something like that. People love their Badgers, right? It's a hugely... Everybody went... There's a location, satellite location near you. You can go to UW anywhere in the state.
Yeah. Platteville, Eau Claire, Parkside, anywhere. Like, literally, you can go anywhere in the state and be... A few miles away from a UW location
We can all agree that this is a public thing, right? This is a public benefit, and it's paid for by the public, right? So when you're trying to find, you know, the new system president, you might want to have, I don't know, like they have every single time ever beforehand,
a public hearing. They just want to be able to...
A public forum.
They want to have... the public be able to ask questions to the two finalists that were named earlier this month for... The
two finalists have been named. Now, Now, if you don't know who the finalists are to be the president of the UW system, I want you to close your eyes, and unless you're driving, think in your mind, have a picture of these two guys in your head. Like, just any random people who would be the two finalists for the Board of Regents president. And are you thinking of two older white guys? Because you're right, because that's right. It is two older white guys that are not going to face any public scrutiny or any real at all. And I'm not saying that these people are bad. They could be fantastic. Both of them could be the best.
But there's no way to know without a public forum.
And here's the thing.
No way to know before they get the job, because the UW Board of Regents wants to make an announcement for who will lead the UW system by the end of the month. But it's also important to remember that there are a number of acting UW Regents, and Brian, I have to dive into whether or not the acting UW Regents, the ones that haven't been approved by the state Senate, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu already announced he's not going to be approving any of them this session. Do they get a vote on the next UW system president? That's something that I'm going to be doing a little research on this evening.
It'll depend on the conservative views of the candidate. That's pretty much it. That's how it's going to work.
Well, yeah, because...
That's how it's going to work.
I believe on the UW Board of Regents, there are at least five that are unconfirmed that were appointed by Governor Tony Evers in his term, rightful appointments to the governor that have not been confirmed. Not that they're inadequate appointees. We don't know because they don't even get a public hearing for their appointments to the UW Board of Regents. So I agree. We need to have a public forum. That's what a number of faculty member groups across the state are calling for it.
just because you have a public forum doesn't mean you have to listen to the public. I mean, Robin Voss and Devin Lema pronounced his name wrong. They both had a hearing where they were the only two people speaking for gerrymandered maps, and literally everybody else in the entire forum said no, and they still went for gerrymandered maps anyway because two people disagreed with the entirety of the public. So you don't have to take the public into account at all.
True. That is very true. So,
but they're just cutting right through it. Again, this is how things don't work. And again, you know, you can outline the filibuster as something we need to go. That's an easy stopgap. But the real thing is that you have people elect people that are unreasonable and will not do anything, and then they applaud them for not doing anything because beforehand they had screwed up government so much, they're just applauding, thank you for not doing anything, because if you do, we don't trust that you won't break it.
Yeah. Let's try to squeeze in one more call here before the end of this show. We go to Ross in Middleton. Ross, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. So following up with your conversation about the filibuster, I think, you know, obviously we're talking about this because it seems like we're living in a time in which we can't get anything done. But I think this is the way that our, quote, founding fathers intended it. So like in other countries, they have parliamentary systems in which sometimes a simple majority is all it takes to pass a bill. But then they have issues in which they have more than one party or more than two parties. And so they got to have these kind of collaborative sort of efforts to pass anything. So for us to think that, you know, if we have a simple majority, then I think all of a sudden you could have splinter parties and we could end up in a whole different direction. But I think as frustrating as this is, this, you know, it's like a tug of war. And the country is fairly evenly split. You know, we could debate, you know, with gerrymandering, all that kind of stuff. But we could sort of say that we're sort of in this evenly split, and it's sort of like an ugly divorce. And so my frustration with all this is that we knew this, or at least we, quote, should have known this. But that I feel like what happened was is that the left wing of the Democratic Party, the progressives, you know, and if you're living here in Madison, you think, oh, yeah, the progressives are the great, and I love Mark Pocan, but I think they thought that they had a mandate. And so they spent all this time doing to build a build back better.
They kind of did because the people that won seats were the progressives. The people that lost seats weren't.
That we're getting more.
The only middle of the road person that really won was Biden. And he was kind of right, given to everybody because every other candidate was told drop out and turn against Bernie. That's pretty much how it worked. But again, you want to play tug of war. Yeah, if they're actually playing tug of war. But really right now, we're pulling against a team that's pretending to pull. But really, their thing is just tied to a rock. So they could walk away and not care. And we'd still be pulling against a giant rock and trying to reason with it. So get rid of the filibuster all you want. You're still pulling against a freaking rock.
I contend maybe The Rock is the filibuster. I don't know. Who knows in that analogy? But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Maybe it's the rope.
Maybe it's the rope. Who knows?
No, maybe the real tug of war are the friends we made along the way.
Maybe. Maybe. Folks, that concludes this Thursday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Tune in tomorrow, Friday at 2 p.m. for another great show. Talk to you
then. I don't want to get into specifics.